Don't you just love these sweet, innocent, loving texts? This one's a tough one. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father, your Son Jesus said that peace might be difficult to find at times. Lord, help us to seek the ways of peace even in the midst of discord, division, difficulty, conflict. Lord, help us to call upon your Son Jesus, the Prince of Peace. In his name we pray. Amen. Think back to Christmas Eve. We heard the words of the prophet Isaiah giving various names to the future Messiah. The words, "For a child has been born to us. He is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father," and what's the next line? Prince of Peace. We need peace. Our world is filled with turmoil. Our lives are often filled with turmoil. Come, Prince of Peace. And yet, in the gospel lesson today, Jesus speaks some very tough words. "I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division." We may be startled by these words of the Prince of Peace. Jesus speaks about division in the family. Three will be against two, two against three. Father will be against son, and mother will be against daughter. These words bother me. I don't like confrontation. I don't like division, and especially when it comes to families. We all know that families are not perfect. Sometimes they break down. But here Jesus is saying that he has come to bring more division to the family. I grew up in a day when it was a no-no for Catholics and Lutherans to date, let alone marry. My brother and his lovely Catholic bride have been married since 1972. In Cloquet, there was a time when Norwegian Lutherans and Swedish Lutherans never spoke to each other. And if you were walking down the street where the other church was located, you crossed over so you would not walk by that church. The other church. Families divided. In more recent times, family have been divided over perhaps a child sharing with parents that they are gay or lesbian or bi or transgendered. Families divided. Politics can also divide a family. Sometimes family members do not always agree on who to vote for or which issues are the most important. Families divided, and yet our families are our basic unit within the society. Author Scott Bruner, a man from Mississippi, said, "When you meet a true Southerner, the first question they ask is, 'Who's your daddy?' And the second question is, 'Where do you go to church?'" Who's your daddy? Where do you go to church? When you think about both questions have to do with the family. The first one, who's your daddy, is about your earthly family. What church do you go to? The second question is about your spiritual family, a home family, church family. In Jesus' day, the family was also very important. People typically lived in one place their whole life. People knew who their neighbors were. Family gave you identity. People would know you by your parents. Family would help you to survive. This was in the day before Social Security or pension funds. Family was the safety net. Family took care of their own, especially the very young, the very old, and the sick. Family is important. And yet in our gospel lesson today, Jesus said that he came to bring division in the family. Many of you know that our ELCA met in churchwide assembly a week and a half ago. Hannah and I were there. We were a part of the 900 plus voting members in Milwaukee, present for 6 days of learning, of discussing, of voting and sharing and worshiping. The worshiping, I want to talk to you guys about the worship. I got most of the worship folders, some good songs. The ELCA, our national church, has been making the news because of some of the action taken there. Some of it was very positive and not very controversial. But there were some actions taken that not everyone agreed on, both at the assembly and out in the real world. There was division. And as a parliamentarian, there was a lot of division of the House. There was a lot of calls. Oh my gosh, there were a couple of days it was just painful watching motions made and certain people coming to the mic and you go, now what are they gonna talk about? But anyway, aside from that. One decision that has hit the news that is controversial is that the ELCA, those voting members, voted that the ELCA be a place of sanctuary. That the ELCA would be a sanctuary denomination. Not everyone agreed on this. There was considerable discussion. Does it mean to be a sanctuary denomination? There was talk about, you know, when I think of the ELCA, I think of the church headquarters in Chicago. And so there was discussion how many showers and beds were in that building on West Higgins Road. Some people thought there were only one, but the presiding bishop said, no, there are actually two showers in this 13-story building. There was discussion whether congregations and synods would be required to also be a sanctuary body. Let me share you my understanding. We voted that our denomination be a sanctuary denomination. Sanctuary means offering a safe place for people, immigrants, people from other countries, who are seeking a place to live and to work because where they come from often are not very safe. The ELCA has become a sanctuary denomination, but this means that our congregations, I forget how many, I think it's almost 10,000 congregations, do not have to be sanctuary congregations. Our synod isn't a sanctuary synod, the Northeastern Minnesota Synod, but this decision is left up to the members of congregations. And I think there are 4 synods around the ELCA that are sanctuary synods and a number of congregations. What this is an encouragement from the ELCA for us, the members and friends of Salem Lutheran Church, Hermantown, to think about it, to discuss it. We are not required to discuss it. We are not required to be a sanctuary congregation, but it's an invitation to learn more about it and to discuss it. This is a controversial issue. Not everyone agrees, but it is an issue that maybe we can listen to the other side and have good, healthy dialogue about it. One of the things that makes me sad about this particular issue and similar issues is that members of both sides of an issue point the finger the other way and say things like, "You are so wrong," which that may be true. At least there's a disagreement there. Or saying things like, "You cannot be a Christian if you take this particular stand on an issue." And that bothers me. What does it take to be a Christian? To be a Christian, one believes in God, one follows Jesus and loves neighbor. Nothing more. Believe, follow, love. We may and we do differ on how we live out our lives as Christians. Let me share an example. Lee, can I pick on you?
Sure.
All right. Lee, I assume you are a Christian, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, I'm a Christian too, just so that you know that. What's your favorite ice cream?
French vanilla.
Oh, how could you like French vanilla ice cream? That is like the worst flavor on earth. You can't be a Christian and like French vanilla ice cream. Get it right, will you? All right. End of a bad example. But maybe you saw something there. How I treated Lee was wrong. It's okay for him to like French. What else do you like on top of it?
Oh, butterscotch.
Butterscotch caramel. Oh, yeah, now you're talking. And his decision, because I think chocolate ice cream is the best one, you know? And so, like, but that doesn't mean Lee is wrong or I'm wrong or Lee's not a Christian and I'm a Christian or vice versa. It means we live a little bit differently with our values and our wants in life, but we're still Christians. We have so much more in common with people, but too often it's those things that we focus on that divide us rather than unite us. The things that separate us and divide us, even within the Christian family, even within our own families, we sometimes turn our backs on people. Let us be willing to talk. Let us be willing to listen, to care and to share, to agree and sometimes to agree to disagree, but always to do it out of kindness and love. And let Jesus, who said he came to bring division, let Jesus still be your Prince of Peace.